From Tidbits on March 7th, 2011, this is Extra Bits by Tidbit Staff. If you're in need of more to read, check out John Gruber's insightful look into Apple's 30% business model, along with the news that Verizon Wireless's unlimited data plan for the iPhone will disappear in a few months. John Gruber analyzes Apple's 30%. Little has been more controversial of late than Apple's subscription plan for periodicals, which retains the 70-30 split in revenues used by the App Store, and has a few contractual clauses that publishers dislike, including requiring subscription-based apps to use Apple's subscription APIs and requiring price matching from subscription offers outside the app. Daring Fireball's John Gruber looks at the main arguments against Apple's policies and concludes that, in essence, Apple is setting rules that are good for Apple and likely good for users. Publishers, they can either play by Apple's rules or not play in Apple's sandbox. Unlimited plan disappears from Verizon Wireless in summer. Verizon Wireless told analysts, according to Fierce Wireless, that the unlimited data pricing plan with which it introduced the iPhone and its network will be replaced by tiered service this summer. This is not a surprise. One assumes that subscribers with a two-year contract, as with AT&T, will retain the unlimited option unless they opt to drop to a cheaper metered plan. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.